Hello, my name is Leslie Charlton and I'm one of the ministers of Kingston United Reformed Church. The challenge was to tell the rest of us those verses that you have found useful from the Bible at this time. For Camilo Fernandez, the verse is Ephesians 6, verses 11 to 18. To me, this is a verse which I read every day. It encourages and keeps me safe. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparations of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. From Katie Frost. My go-to place at many times of need is the 23rd Psalm. Always something to offer in love, encouragement and support. I recently bought a new Bible because I wanted to read without being drawn to passages I had already marked. But it's interesting how easily I want to pick up the old tatty one. Now we hear from Anne McFarlane.
I've chosen not to pick a verse or two from the Bible, as many provide inner knowledge. There are many verses that resonate and bring God into my life and heart. Sometimes my thoughts and feelings can be a little ungodlike, but I feel certain Jesus would understand. Jesus was a carpenter. I'm sure he cut his fingers once or twice. He made people happy and gave people pleasure through his skills, despite the occasional error. He carried his cross made from the tree of life, and when his body could take no more, he surrendered body and cross. He gave the man who helped him a feeling of doing good, although it was the most hateful and fateful of all tasks. On occasion, Jesus showed displeasure, anger even, and he also forgave. Many verses spring to mind that are lovely, full of wisdom, grace, love, justice, peace, and forgiveness. The secret within the Bible covers is to cling on, even when you might only have one finger and one breath. Amen.
One person in the congregation says that they haven't found verses from the Bible particularly helpful, but they have found some of the prayers that Teresa sends every day really great, and they've saved them and used them again. Some verses of comfort. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? From Psalm 27. From Psalm 56. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. From Isaiah 40. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. From Isaiah 40. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. From Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. From Isaiah chapter 12. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. From Psalm 121. I look to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. From John 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that you may have life in all its fullness. And then Psalm 3. You, O Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. From Connie Shaw. My most comforting scripture is Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. From the King James Version. Now let's hear from Sue Shaw.
Hello, I'd like to share three verses that I've found helpful. They keep popping into my head, and I hope they might be helpful to you. The first one is Jesus speaking. In John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The second one is also words of Jesus from Matthew 28, verse 20. I am with you always, even to the end of time. I am with you always, even to the end of time. Which is quite awesome when you think about that. And then finally, from Romans 8, verse 38. I'm sure that you're familiar with these words. Nothing can separate us from his love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing that in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord. And they're just three very precious promises, and I hope they're an encouragement to you.
One person said that they didn't find words from the Bible very helpful, but they have found the words of hymns a great comfort, particularly the words from the hymns of the Iona community. From Cathy Seymour, a meaningful verse from the Bible. I find much meaning in Ephesians 4, verse 32. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another, and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. When faced with uncomfortable situations that challenge me, it is somehow easier to feel the need to respond with the opposite to tender-heartedness. And yet, that is how Paul advises us to be. Tender-heartedness fits with all the fluffy words: soft-hearted, sympathetic, easily moved by love, pity or sorrow, compassionate, impressionable, to name a few. It is like a quiet, persistent, melodious hum in the background of life that can be squashed by ego and the demands to be seen to be strong. With kindness and a tender heart, it is so much easier to forgive one another. And forgiveness is the gift that I know that I receive each day from God. That is where my real strength lies. I know that this is the right way to go and find comfort when it is spelt out so well for me in this verse. From Teresa James, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Matthew 6. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Thanks to Chris for putting this together. And thanks to all those who have contributed. Our next topic is, now that we're facing our second lockdown, what did you do in the first lockdown that helped you, kept you going, and you are now going to share it with others? Maybe it's something that's a bit unusual, a bit surprising. Maybe it's something that's really little, but it made a difference. So please share it with us. Thank you. Best wishes. Goodbye.